Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What up, TSP family? Hope you're having a dope day, and thank you for tuning in. This is the Sneaker Podcast, Season 9, Episode 12. My name is Chris Chu, and on lead vocals is the crew. What is up, Maya?
What up?
What up? What is up, Q?
Wagwan fam.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but sure, man. What up, Cal?
Yo, what's going down?
What's going down? As always, the Sneaker Podcast is brought to you by your favorite organic sneaker cleaner, Sneaker Logic. You can find them on Instagram at SneakerLogic_official. You can use a coupon code TSP15. Get 15% off your order. Keep your kicks clean. It was spring. It was almost summer. And then it became winter here in Montreal.
And then it snowed today.
Yeah.
What the?
Just more uses for the Sneaker Logic. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Crazy.
It was beautiful. Yes. Snow falling, very reminiscent of last week. All right, let's start the podcast like we always do with what we plan on wearing tomorrow, brought to you by our good friends over at Quality. Find them on Instagram at Quality, Quality. Use our coupon code SPOD20, get 20% off your order. I'm still reeling. I'm still hyped about the spring summer 24 collection. Yo, I'm going to be stopping by their headquarters tomorrow.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have a little taking photo projects with them. We'll see if we can work something out to make something make sense for them, because we want to showcase a lot more of their gear. It's exciting. Okay, sorry for the brief interruption. What do you guys plan on wearing tomorrow?
I'll go first. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to wear what you wore last week to start it off with the black tailored pants. Because the weather is actually getting nicer up here. So nice light pants are in rotation these days. And on top, I'm going to wear a simple white t-shirt with my varsity jacket 1.0. That's the black and the green to go with the black pants with the white stripe with the white arms on the varsity. And for footwear, I think I'm going to go with something clean and easy, and that is my Yeezy Static 2.0.
Clean.
Nice. I like that.
Clean.
Yo.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeezy shoes, man. They're nice.
The reason I like this for this look is because they're kind of bulky and that pant has the zipper on the side, so I can unzip it without having to worry about a drag on the ground, because they're, you know, the length of them.
Yesterday at B-ball, there was a guy that came to the gym and he was wearing his Wave Runners. I was like, that's a fucking good looking shoe. It's just a nice looking shoe, you know?
It's a good looking shoe.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephen Smith designed it, man.
It's
going to be a timeless design.
Stephen Smith is Quality crew, you know? He likes Quality too, you know? So I don't know. Yeah. It's so good.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep it simple, and I'm going to wear the long sleeve Boss tee in all white and the multi-cargo denim for women's. And on feet, I've actually been wearing my foam runners every day for the past week at work, because they're like so comfortable. I wore them and I forgot how comfortable like Yeezys actually are. Because I haven't worn a pair in forever. But I'm going to keep it simple.
I don't have foam runners, but
they're so comfortable.
But you've had like a Yeezy? You have a 500,
I have the Yeezy. Yeah,
Is it
I have the
500? No.
500
V3 or something.
in utility black. I think it's a the
Oh, the
500 in utility.
500. No, you have another one. It's
What
like
are they called?
boot
yellow. I don't
Oh
remember the
no.
number.
What? No, it's
Yeah.
not yellow. I have yellow Yeezys, Grace? No. I
I
know I
bet
have
you
this
have it
utility
and you
black
forgot you
one.
have it and it's got boost in it. That's where I'm getting to.
Yeah, exactly. It's got boost.
I want to know boost versus foam runner foam. Foam runner doesn't have boost in it.
Does foam runner have
No.
boost in
May
it?
not.
No.
No. Impossible. I
No,
don't think
because
so.
it's foam runner.
Yeah.
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 I
So I don't know.
don't
Yeah, okay. Sure. Foam
know.
runners.
Yeah.
But no, they're like so comfortable. I forgot that.
Yeah.
So along the lines of forgetting how comfortable shoes are, I've been itching to rock my Salehe Crocs because again, so comfortable. And even though it is kind of winter spring still in Toronto, Ontario, I think I'm gonna rock those tomorrow with some green, oh man. What is that called? Green cargoes from Koala, but with ripstop, the
Ripstop,
ripstop.
yeah.
Yes. And then I'm just gonna rock like a plain white tee and then my green cardigan again because I love that cardigan, man. That knit cardigan is just primo.
Fire.
Yeah.
It has been, a
It's
regular
good.
thing on my body.
Good
It's great.
stuff. Yeah. Socks with your Crocs?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I haven't dabbled in the sockless Croc yet.
Right.
Maybe this summer, but I just it, there's something about a sock with your Croc.
Yeah.
Just works, you
You're
know?
right.
Definitely. I've been wearing those to basketball since
Nice.
yeah, since for a month, a good month.
Nice,
Yeah.
with socks, right?
Well, yeah, because I'm just wearing the socks that I'm gonna wear to play in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My get up
It's
when I
too cold
go
right now for no socks.
to the gym, it's like Crocs, then like my basketball tights, my basketball shorts, and then I wear like a regular jacket over it. So it's like business on top, party in the bottom
Yeah.
type deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a basketball Donald ducking it type of
I
thing. It's
like
like I'm wearing regular people
that.
clothes on top and then just like sports shorts. And but I stop by like the corner store or the gas station and I get out and I walk around like that and people are like, oh,
Yeah.
this guy.
We'll call it mullet styles,
He's like, yeah, he's like mid something. He's doing something. He's on the way to doing something. Yeah.
Yeah, when you have basketball at 7 and business meeting
That's right. That's right. Zoom meeting, pop, right?
Zoom meeting.
And then yeah. So guys, tell me I'm going to quality. I've got to wear head to toe quality, right?
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. You tell me if this makes sense. I will be wearing my cargo pants, what they call the cargo pants on the site. They're also known as parachute pants. Super extra baggy pants, right? Okay. I'm gonna be wearing I do like the Spiridon, the Zoom Spiridon
Nice.
that I got from Eli last week or 2 weeks ago. Put those on the paras, right? On top, it's gonna be a Boss tee, long sleeve Boss tee from
Yeah.
Koala. It's all black. So black, then the olive on the legs, and then the super flashier shoe. All because I want to be limber. I want to be able to move around because I think I'll be climbing a ladder at one point, taking some shots, setting up a tripod.
Yeah.
So that I think that's good enough. Like good
It's a good
representation.
vibe. Yeah,
Yeah,
I like
bro.
that. I like it.
Good comfy vibe too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it gets too hot because it's a long sleeve, I'll just take it off and go topless. Topless in the office.
Whoa. I was like, are you
But I'll tie it around.
topless?
Yeah, I'll just tie it around like a like one of those sling
Like a
bags.
cart.
Like a
No,
satchel.
no, no, no. I'll just tie the sleeves around like a sling bag.
Yeah,
Make
it's
sure.
not called a boss. It's not called a boss tee for nothing,
Yeah,
right?
just make sure the nipples are covered to be respectful. And then, you know,
Of course.
that's it.
Of
That's
course.
it.
I like that you go business on the top to your basketball games and you go shirtless in the office. That's like, I like, you're
That's
different. You're
crazy. Yeah.
different. I like
Different
it.
for real.
It's like a never let them know your next move type of deal.
Yeah, facts.
They're like, should we invite Chris to this event? Man, he's been pulling some weird shit. I don't know. Yeah. Again, our coupon code is SPOD20. Get 20% off your order. Yeah. All right. Over to our favorite segment of the podcast. It's called New Shit, New Shit. We've got
New
something.
shit, new shit. Since I haven't had anything in so long, I feel like for the past like month or so, I want to go first
Oh, yeah.
because I was able to procure something. All thanks to, of course, Chris. I think it was last week or
Bro, I
maybe
think it was
earlier this
this
week.
week, man.
It was probably earlier this week. He sent me like a screenshot of a Facebook group and it was all size 11 sneakers. And like me right now, I'm not trying to purchase a lot because I'm trying to save for a lot. But there's like a list and a budget. And there was a pair of shoes on there that fit within the list and was definitely within the budget.
Oh,
And
I
it's been
love
something I've wanted for so long. It's definitely like a me shoe. When you guys see it, you'd be
that.
like, yeah, totally. Chris knows what it is because he's the one who pointed it out to me. But I scored the Starfish Air Jordan 1 Lows.
Nice.
Been on the hunt for these for a minute. They're VNDS, literally worn one time, but
Bro,
like
see the
super duper
stars,
clean. Like the
no
stars are there.
scuffing. Yeah,
Like not even
those
any
are really
creasing.
clean.
And
Looks so good
Yeah,
with the black laces. It comes with black
yeah,
laces, right?
it comes with the black laces, but I feel like because it's summertime, it might get switched to
To it,
white laces.
bro.
Yeah,
Sail.
sail with the
Oh shit!
starfish. Yeah,
Sail.
that's gonna hit.
Yeah, you're
Yeah.
right. But I feel like I have to make the midsole sale
You
though. You
do.
know what I
Yeah,
mean?
okay. I get, yeah, fair, very fair. Yes. But you know
We'll
what?
see.
What you do? Get white, okay, and get
Yeah.
sail.
Yeah.
Once the midsole dirties up a bit, then you put the
Yeah.
sail in.
Yeah, because these will be worn an abundance of times for sure, bro. For
Yeah.
sure.
What was it that I
Yeah.
was showing you out of that list? There's a guy, dude,
You were
selling a whole
showing
bunch
me
of
the
11s, size
Dave
11s.
Whites. You showed me the Dave White. He had Dave
Right.
Whites on sale for a really good price, but I already had those and I never wore them, so I sold them. And then he also had
They had
the
another Jordan
SBs, the
one,
Jordan 1 SBs,
Lance Mountain,
the Lance Mountains. He had
the
those.
high.
He had like a yeah, the highs, and he had like the Travis. He had like there was a bunch of good stuff, but he had the shattered backboards, the highs, the original
Ooh.
shattered
But those are
backboards.
like
He had the
more. Th
reverse
this is a
shattered
better. This is
backboards.
better pricing range.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
for sure.
I'm a Jordan 1 low guy, you
Yeah,
know,
totally.
summertime. So
How many do you have?
thanks, Chris.
Jordan 1 low.
Jordan 1 lows.
Always up for an alley-oop, bro.
I think I have like eight pairs right now.
Solid.
Jeez, that's
I
tough.
think,
Yeah, no,
I
you are
think,
the
I think.
you're literally the Jordan 1 low guy for me.
Can you remember
Yeah.
all the
Alvin.
colorways? I think you have the good ones, like the good
I
ones.
have the Costins, the
Yeah.
Starfishes, what up?
Yeah.
Neutral Grays,
Neutral gray.
the Cal, which is the one we have? The
Bleach
pink, the
coral.
bleach
Bleach coral.
coral, the Paris.
Oh.
But the Paris one is the one with the fat tongue, so I don't really wear that much. But also,
Okay.
they're just beautiful, so I just keep them. Mystic Navies,
Yes, those
like
are
the
good.
Royal, but not
Yeah,
really
yeah, yeah,
Royals. And then just another pair of the bleach coral, just because they're beautiful, I think. Yeah,
I like
I think I might be missing
it.
one, but yeah.
Yeah.
So
Very
six, we'll
good.
say six pairs, six, seven pairs.
Yeah.
That's
That's
good.
good. That's good.
Yeah.
I think Cal has a good collection of Jordan 1 lows too.
I only have the two, man. I
Bleach.
only have the bleach coral and
And the
Lance
Lance
Mountain
Mountains.
SBs from you.
Okay.
Those are
You have
two
the
strong
lows.
pairs, bruh. Those are
Yeah, no
serious
doubt.
pairs,
Yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Damn.
Those are that's part of why I own them, because Chris knew that, like, I needed them. He knew they were on my list. So.
Yo, this guy's an assist, like,
yeah.
God.
Yeah,
no, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shaq. I'm Rondo.
Yeah.
Rondo with the AJ1 low. Yeah.
Back.
Yo, that's my week too. Like I have zero pickups right now. I have a few things in the mail. But hats, not shoes. Not like I bought a few shoes. I got some hats in the mail. But Chris has hit me up with stuff that it's like, if my money wasn't going other places, these would be bought. And it's like everything he sends me, I'm like, you know, if this was like 2 weeks ago, or maybe if this was in 2 weeks, I definitely would. But right now, like, it's not in my budget. But so shout out to Chris. That's my pickups, none. Yeah. But Chris definitely had me looking.
This is what happens.
That's everybody's reaction with Chris.
Yeah, every time I send something to Cal, shut up, Siri.
I know, like no one's talking to you.
Every time I send a link to Cal, he always goes, "Are you going for them?"
Yeah.
I'm like, no, dude.
That's why he sent you the link, bro.
I'm sending it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm hoping he's just asking me for an opinion.
Yeah.
So I can just keep my opinion and move on. But when it's like for me, it's like, oh man, now I have to ponder this for the next hour.
You have
like,
to look. Yeah.
2 hours ago, I told myself I'm good, and now Chris is making me think about it for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Do you have anything, Maya?
Yeah, I got a surprise in the mail from Puma. They sent over another colorway of the Palermo.
Ooh, I love the pink though.
In like this pink, misty, and like peach colorway. Yeah, it's like purple and peach. It's like purple and peach. The official colorway is grape mist, ooh, and grape peach mist. Fuzz. But
gum
it's
bottom,
funny,
bro.
I know the gum bottom is like my favorite part about the shoe and the toe box, because it really does remind me of Adidas, the Sambas, but it's not. And it just has that like iconic football shoe look, you know?
Classic silhouette. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, classic silhouette. But it's like, I feel like I manifested it a little bit, because a couple of weeks ago when I went to the Puma event, where they released, and I had the black and white pair with the gum sole. I really, really wanted that bright pink one with like the hit of green.
Yes.
But they had sold out completely. And then
at the event.
No, just before they even released.
Oh, okay.
At that event. So they didn't have any to give, like seating wise, I guess, because they were already all sold out at most stores. But I'm glad that they sent over this like purple colorway, because it's cute. I love it.
Did they make a version with a Velcro, a big strap over it? It looks like
no.
It. Like that logo where it says Puma on it. It looks like it's the flap of the Velcro.
I know that they brought back like this 1980s version from the original like football shoe release, but I don't know if they make a Velcro, but I wore my pair during the solar eclipse, and they're the black and white pair, and I call them my eclipse shoes every time I put them on.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to Puma, because I feel like I kind of manifested it. Like I said it in my head, like, man, I really wanted a pinkish purple pair of this model, and boom.
Boom. Very nice.
Perfect.
I in the mail, I got a quick package from did I show it? No, I got a package late from Under Armour. Like, I saw everyone posting about the Curry 11 mouth guard.
Mm-hmm.
I saw everyone posting about them like a week ago, and my package was stuck in like Woodbridge, midpoint of the delivery service, for like a good week. So I was like, I emailed like the rep, and I was like, just in case my package is delayed, it's not that I'm like lagging or doing, like, it's not that I'm not posting, it's I didn't get it yet. Then it landed, and then I took quick photos, and the next day I actually got another one, which is the Curry 11 Future Wolf. It's like
Ruler
a
Queen, bro.
mostly gray
Yeah.
Curry 11, very smooth. It's for his son, this one. It's for his son called Cannon Curry, cool name. Future Wolf. So shout out to Under Armour for this sneaker. There's also some gear, some apparel, like a cool t-shirt with a wolf on it. Who doesn't like that? And some cool like a track jacket type stuff and some shorts. I gotta hit them up. I gotta email them and ask them to send me a different size shorts from now on if they can. Like, I'm gonna go from an XL to an L.
Nice.
Whoa, look at this guy. Look at this
Now,
guy. Fit and famous.
whether I'm doing this for the waist or for
Or the
like
in.
the inseam, exactly. Let's should we tighten up the inseam is what I'm asking.
Yes,
We'll just let you
always.
guys answer that on your own.
Always.
Okay. So shout out Under Armour Canada. And then I hit a big W. I think I preempted it last week. Big shout out to Courtside Sneakers. I won the raffle for the Kobe
Oh
6
man.
Italian Camo.
Oh my gosh.
Bro. It
Those are
is
so
crazy, bro.
nice.
So
Wow.
gorgeous-y, dudes.
Beautiful.
Like, and okay, I entered a lot of raffles. Not like I entered a lot of raffles. I don't feel like I entered an exorbitant amount of raffles. I've seen people go pretty hard on like the Kobe releases
Yeah.
that just happened on April 13th. All power to them. I don't think I have the patience to go find all the sites and then like keep track of what I entered or whatever. Also, I think I'm mitigating the amount of L's that might be coming. Like, I can only take so many announcements that you didn't win. But this, like, it was so great because it was Friday night. Friday night, I also play ball. I get home from ball, and for the time that I'm playing ball, I don't check my phone. So for a good 2 hours, I'm like, I'm not there. And I get home, I finally shower up and everything, and I sit down. Once I sit down, I check my phone and answer whatever. And in my DMs is Courtside Sneakers.
Oh my
Congratulations. And I'm like,
gosh.
what? And I don't know which
What
crew
a
it
good
is,
night.
right? Because I entered like all the raffles for the Kobe's, and it was the Italian camo. To be honest, Italian camo is the only one that I needed, and I'd be okay in during that April 13th release there. Whew, so good. And then so for those who know, I do have a relationship with like Nathan, the owner of Courtside Sneakers, but this is from the beginning, since like we've known him since Courtside Sneakers has been up, and it's always been like mutual respect type thing. And like I genuinely think he's a cool dude. And he sends me the, you know, like the generic copy paste, like, congratulations, you won, fill in the blanks, your size, da da da. And then on the bottom, he writes, on my life, I don't give you any non-legit W's, meaning he's not doing it as like a friend or because of history, but because of anything. It's a legitimate win, and
Nice,
I
bro.
think that's hilarious that he mentions it, because I don't ask in my head whether he's doing it, but a lot of times for stuff that I would enter that I do know the owners or something, I'm like, there's no way I win this because it looks too suspicious.
Yeah,
You know, and
I understand.
I'm not trying to be big-headed or anything either. It just looks bad to like the outside world if I
Right. I
won.
feel that.
This is
I feel that,
more,
bro.
yeah, it would make more sense maybe 5 years ago, where I think I was more involved in like the Montreal scene. But these days, I get people don't know me, and but the fact that Nathan wrote that, I go, that's hilarious. I go, it makes the W even sweeter if it can be any
For
sweeter.
sure, bro. For
Yeah,
sure.
yeah. So big shout out
Actually,
to
for
Courtside.
sure.
Can I, speaking of raffles, so my cousin Mike, aka at jumping in with 2 feet.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Literally anytime, shout out to Mike, because anytime he enters a raffle, he never wins for his size. It's always for the other people in like the sneaker crew. But like Chris, he recently won not one raffle but two raffles for. So he got the Italian camo, and he also got the Kobe 8, the Miami
Venice Beach,
the Venice Beach. Yeah, and it's just like he sent me a picture of both sneakers. Because he, like, literally, man, I was so amped for him, because, like, again, sneaker karma is a real thing, and like this is probably his first dub in like,
oh, big deal.
Yeah. I want to say like big a dub. Year. Yeah, but like it was a good dub, because then he got two pairs, you know what I mean? So it's just like,
yeah, huge. Yeah,
good to see people, good to see the family winning, man. Yes. Especially because, you know what, Chris is an assist god, and Mike is an assist god too, because he's hooked me up with a lot of dubs. So, you know what? I'm happy that Sneaker Karma is getting back to you guys.
Good stuff.
You know, keep hooking your homies up, because eventually you get that big dub. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
And I'm your homie, so keep hooking me up.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
I like that. I cannot... If you say it fast enough, it's assist god.
New IG coming.
Yeah. I like that.
And you don't help anyone. That would be much funnier. Like, if you don't help anyone,
all dubs. It's just all you dubs. Guys. Yeah,
all dubs.
All dubs.
That's funny.
Yeah. So those are the big pickups. Super hyped. All right. Anything else? New shit? Even anything adjacent? No? Moving on. By the way, we've been on a little bit of a hat tendencies, right? I went shopping, man. Now, these days, now Cal mentions a store. I'm like, fuck, let me go there. start browsing, start adding everything to cart.
The influence, Cal.
Yeah. Oh, what the heck? Yeah. All right. Let's get to flooding our feet.
I have like four hats coming in right now.
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, actually, there's a hat that I seen that Hat Club released. It was like a cow print hat.
Oh,
the whole hat?
Yeah. One is the whole brim. Hat.
The brim is
the
like
the crown or the brim?
Yeah, there you go.
Everything.
Or
both.
The UV.
The UV. I think the UV might have been green. Learning. But yeah, no. It was fire. I was like, okay, because it's what you would like normally see on a sneaker. So I was like, okay, this is fire. This is really cool. I liked it.
I'm about to buy like a Raptors championship hat off Still. STYLL.ca. And it's on sale. It's like $30. It's a snapback, which is good because it's for my son. It's not for me, it's for my son. He loves the Raptors. Mm-hmm. He's always been like a dinosaur fan since he was a kid, and he's graduated to Godzilla stuff. So it's very like on trend for him. And the Raptors logo has always appealed to him. There's a freaking March suit of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one, it's $30. And like, you know what's stopping me from buying it? I want to buy more than one. And I want to buy like three hats, you know? So I have like two kind of. So I'm waiting for a third hat that I can add to. I don't know why three makes sense to me. Three hats in a package and then buy it like that, you know?
Yeah,
well,
I guess
there's
the
also
price.
Free shipping, right? Free shipping.
Free shipping.
I don't know.
Price.
I don't think it has to do with getting free shipping. It just makes more sense to me. Like, it feels like buying one hat and getting one hat in the mail is not it's not enough. It's like a thin package. I need more than this one hat. So
it's because you're just used to getting shoes. That's always comes in. Always
yeah, I was
coming twos, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I like
and
that.
It's like it's a price thing too, because the price of three hats is maybe like one shoe.
Oh, facts.
Yeah. So you're
Okay.
like, oh,
See?
this would make,
Yeah.
I guess if I'm only spending this amount of money, let me get another
What am
hat, you
I
know?
buying laces or something? What? You
Yeah.
know? Yeah.
It feels like too much of a good deal with just one hat, so you
Yeah,
got to
there's
get
one for
four.
that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same way though. Like today still dropped some hats that are coming out on Friday. They just did the post for it and I'm like, okay, I'm getting one of those. And then so I immediately went to the website and was like, okay, what else can I throw in here? And I was like,
Yeah.
okay, that one. That's the one. Like I saw a couple hats on sale and I'm like, okay, it's gonna be that one or that one. That because I gotta get two, might as well.
You tell me if this makes sense. Okay. This is how I kind of like convince myself to buy one hat. It's a Washington Nationals hat, okay? And one, it's because they were the Expos. Right. Okay. So that's one. Two, I have family that lives in the Washington area.
It's only
Done.
right.
Boom.
Okay.
That's it. That's
Done.
all I
That's all you
needed.
need.
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get this hat. It's purple. It's nice. I'm like, shit. Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Wakanda one. That's Wakanda Forever.
There
It's
was
black
a
with a purple W,
no,
right?
this one's all purple, like purple crown.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
damn.
Yeah. There's like another hat that's also purple. I think it's a pack somewhere, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Anyways, is I liked it. I liked it. Anyways. Would be my first purple hat. Okay, back to flooding our feeds. Let's start it up. Kobe
Yeah.
8. Another Kobe 8. Mambacita, May 1st.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah.
I like
That
the
gold swoosh, you know?
I like the GG on the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
I
not
like
great.
that. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm not crazy about the design on the upper. Like
Butterflies?
I like it. I feel like it looks like camel. And then when you look closer,
Yeah.
you're like, oh, it's butterflies. That's sick.
Yeah.
Like,
Mm.
it definitely looks like camel or some kind of animal print, like from far. We're just talking about like cow print, maybe not cow print, but like something, you know? But I do like the butterflies.
I think it looks too faded. Like the butterflies are like see-through-ish. Like they're more gray than black in
Okay.
my eyes. And I get it. It's a butterfly. The wings aren't like
Yeah.
thick and opaque, but it's that's what's throwing me off. The fact that it's not like a dark.
Solid.
Yeah. But I go through this a lot with a lot of Kobes where I'm like, eh. And then when someone takes better photos of them, and I'm, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Someone's entering a raffle.
Yeah. Like the Kobe 4 Philly, I was like, nah, I don't like the color scheme. I don't like pairing the red, white, and blue together on a shoe for me. And then someone
Yeah.
took really nice photos of them. And I was like, oh my God, it looks amazing, delicious. I
Yep,
want it.
that'll do it. That'll
Yeah.
do
So, yeah, maybe that's what's needed, but for the
it.
but it's a Mambacita, so
Yeah.
yeah.
So good.
I mean, enter the raffle for me, man. What can you do?
Yeah. Other than
Kiss
win.
God, kiss God.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
Kiss
right.
God.
KD4 Nerf. Nerf.
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah,
I love it.
hard. Those are
So
hard. The colory.
the original one came with a basketball hoop. And I did read
Yeah,
in
it
a lot of
did.
comments that if there's no hoop, I don't want it. Okay. This is some people. I don't know how if they're joking or whatever, but does the hoop play into it at all for you guys or meh, whatever.
Would have been nice,
Yeah, but I mean, I
but
understand inflation
yeah.
and
Yeah,
life,
facts.
cost
Gas,
of
bro. You don't want
living.
a $50
Damn.
price hike just for the hoop. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
These are dope.
It's cool,
I
but if
like
you don't
them.
have it, it's whatever. The shoes are
Yeah,
bangers.
that's how I feel.
I had a quick discussion with a buddy about the KD4 because I have the Galaxy and
Beautiful.
I don't think I could play in them because they're not comfortable. Okay, they're
Oh.
basketball, but I don't know when I might wear them on the streets.
It's tough, bro.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of made for you, bro.
The KD4, like the shape.
Yeah.
Or no, actually, no. I was even more thinking about the Nerf, but the KD4 in general, I guess, because it's got that mid-low cut, like a kind of like a sneaker. I was more saying like about the Nerf. My bad. Just because they're so loud, and you a lot of the time wear like blacked out clothing. That
Right.
That's like perfect fit.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I agree.
So you're saying I shouldn't wear them at the beginning of summer because my legs are gonna be like white, like fucking bright, man. Until I get a bit of sun on them, I shouldn't be wearing this shoe.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, KD4 Nerf. I think this is one of those. So we came, the conclusion we came to is, it's more of a situation where you kill them all and you sort it out later, right? Buy it.
Yeah.
Buy it all. Buy all the KD4s and figure it out later.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's if you don't get them released, it's going to be a tough, you're going to have to pay resale and it's going to be weird. And anyways, yeah. All right. Jordan 12 Blueberry, December of this year. Jordan 12 Blueberry.
They're cute, bro.
Yeah, they're cute. You know, old me would.
I could rock it with a bougie fitted.
Oh, okay. All right.
I see that.
I honestly, because I have, I love the French blue.
Yeah, it's like a navy, like a close, like darker blue, right?
Slightly, yeah. But this is more royal, this blueberry one.
Yeah.
So this would match a Blue Jays more than the French blue.
It could also do Expos hat if you have an old school one.
Nah.
The old one?
Nah. Expos is like red
white. Because the white. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think these are super clean, man. I like them.
Yeah.
They're cute, man. Like it's a Jordan that has blue on it. Like it's dope. I mean, you know what I mean?
I get that too. I don't know if like the new Jordan buyers are into 12s.
True.
Right.
It's because it's an interesting like silhouette. It's skinny. It's a skinny silhouette.
It is. It's not a chunky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jordan 12
it's,
low.
But it's still kind of bulky though, no?
I think I know what Maya's saying, and I think I know what you're saying.
It is. No, that's what I'm... No, like, it's like a skinny, bulky. It's like a slim,
a skinny,
thick
bulky,
you know what I mean?
Slim,
like,
slim thick? Yeah.
Slim thick? Bro.
It's not like a Jordan 4.
Slick.
You know?
It's a slick shoe.
It's got a midsole. Like, it's got a heel to it. But it's not.
Yeah,
it's still
the top
narrow.
Is not bulky, right?
Yeah. Slim thick.
Slim thick. And Jordan 12.
All right, Galaxy Foamposite. I know someone who's gonna be happy, right? El Doggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Probably get a second pair, dog.
Galaxy Foamposite.
You're clean,
fire.
Bro.
Fire, man. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you can't say otherwise.
Yeah. I'd wear this Foamposite like a lot, I think.
Yeah, I would too.
This would be my
it
winter
could be an
beater,
everyday.
Bro.
Yeah.
These are winter boots for me, dog. They're that like durable.
Definitely.
With a crew sock or no sock or no show.
It's in the wintertime for sure.
No,
it's
no,
a crew
no,
sock.
No, summer. I'm not there.
Oh, summer, I'm not wearing any sock. You know how hot your foot's going to be, bro?
In a Foamposite.
In a Foamposite?
Yeah, but then
I see the company. I see, like, the shorts Foamposite combination every summer.
With the crew sock?
With a crew sock? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, crew sock and shorts.
Yeah, because no show's kind of wild with a Foamposite, man.
Yeah, because then it's just like a big, big shoe.
Okay, pardon my French, but it really looks like you're raw dogging it.
Yeah, it does.
Which it's no show.
Sometimes, though, you kind of have to dog.
Okay.
If you're thinking about, like, because I've worn Foamposites in the summertime, because I used to love them, like, heavy. And, like, dude. After a full day's of walking, because obviously I was younger and I had to bus everywhere. My feet were, yeah, no, they were like, my socks were
drenched.
Disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, oh, it was just bad. But like, I look good. Like, my feet were nice. But like, dog, fashion over everything for sure when I was rocking foams.
I have a quick story about the Foamposite Galaxy. It came out in 2012. Okay.
Yeah.
Back then, I didn't know. There was a shop in Montreal that had them. There was a big fucking lineup for them overnight-ish. I traipsed in there the next morning. Of course, you know, long lineup. They don't have any. But sitting were the LeBron.
The big Kobe, man.
Yeah, the Kobe 7s and the KD4, the Galaxy. Just sitting because everyone was focused on the Foamposite.
Yeah.
So all these were sitting. I grabbed, I didn't care about Kobe, so I didn't buy the Kobe then. I didn't care about the LeBron, then I bought LeBron. I bought the KD4 for myself. Back then, sneaker forums were still a thing. A lot of guys in my sneaker forum crew were hitting me up, grab me a KD. I'd leave the store, drive away, get a text, drive back, pick up some more. And that's where I met Cherry. Cherry, our good friend Cherry, the first time. Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. About Cherry.
But yeah, all those sneakers sitting, man, like crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The Kobe 7 is even cool, man.
Kobe 7 is very cool. Looks great. It doesn't age well because a lot of stuff yellows.
Yeah.
But also not a comfortable shoe, but who cares about comfort when you can look this fly? All right, another exciting shoe, Nike SB times Jordan 4 Navy, spring of 2025.
Yo, these are sexy.
The blue white combination.
The navy.
Now that people know how strong the green pair was or is, how crazy is it going to be? Like, it was already pretty tough. A release back then. I didn't understand it yet, but it was a tough release for the green. Now for the navy.
You know how crazy it's going to be? That we're seeing it exactly 1 year ahead of its release.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's releasing spring 2025. We're looking at it already. That's how crazy it's going to be.
Are we calling sneaker of the year already for 2025?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because it still doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to you?
They're sexy as fuck. Yeah, I like them. Okay. But it still doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, the SB.
Mm-hmm. I'm still going to go for every raffle. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because when I see a pair, the green pair, at these resale shops, I'm not trying to buy a new pair. Because those go for like 900 to 1K. Not trying to spend that much. But if ever they post like a used pair, that's what I look at. Just to see if there's any possibility of me landing a pair. But
That green pair is sexy too.
The green pair can.
That's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are damn. The navy just hits a little bit different for me. So
yeah, same with me. Yeah. Like I agree. The green pair is crazy and everything like that. I figured out, like, I grew to love them more than I did when I first like saw it or whatever.
Yeah.
But that green's not my color at all. So when I look at these, I'm like, all right, like these are serious. Like the I can wear these are a lot more wearable than the green pair.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion, for me personally.
Yeah. I mean, that little mud guard part, the suede, the light gray suede with navy, blah.
Perfect with just like OG NY fitted, bro. Because you know,
the
gray UV,
the Yankee.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Might hear that. Yeah.
Nah.
All right. New Balance. New Balance 991 V2, made in the UK. This particular pair that we're talking about has kind of like a beige or sail look to it with the hits of red, like very, very small hits of red. Very, very small hits of like navy, I think, if I'm looking at it right. But just in general, the silhouette of the 911, sorry, 991 V2. I like
Very
it. That's a
nice.
beaut.
I wish they weren't $325 a pair.
Retail, yeah.
Retail, yeah. That's the reason I don't have a pair. Straight up. But one of these days, I'll definitely own a pair. I really like the silhouette a lot. I like the 991, the V1. Same reason I don't own a pair. But it's a very, very good looking shoe.
Nice. There's another 991, I think it's a V2, that released and like the from what I can tell, the New Balance people really love this pair. It is a made in the UK. It's kind of like a light teal with like some peach on it as well.
Yes, it looks like the Yeezy whatever. It's like the same color. It just came out, right?
Just came out, and people they're loving it. Like the New Balance people are loving it, and I'm trying to see if I should get a pair. The last time I saw it, and I was like, ah, oh, it's kind of it was still like rainy, cold, and like not the right time for me to buy this. But I don't know. I think if it crosses my path, yeah, it's sold out. It's called the Made in the UK Silver Blue Turbulence.
Oh.
It's just really nice. I don't know. But at the time, I think they were looking for close to 400, 350, 400 for it. I didn't know if I was ready to go there, but then again, that's
Yeah.
almost retail for like a
That's crazy,
Yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
Like I'm
Maybe.
pretty sure the retail is like 325 or 345.
Has to be if it's a made in the whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
made
when it might be
either
like
in the US or
345.
UK.
Even more than 325.
That's why when you said 325, that sounded pretty low for retail.
Anyways, let's see. One more New Balance 1000. This is the metallic silver one. It just came out today. Like the first, I think, 1000 that we saw was those Joe Fresh Goods, right? The
DFG,
pink pair and the yeah. Now this one's just like a
Just
blackish
get
with
that.
metallic silver.
Yeah, man. I like this silhouette. It's like a classic silhouette, but it's also techie.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Know what
It's a
I
good
mean?
silhouette. Yeah,
Yeah.
I like it too.
I like it too. I gotta find the right a way for me to get involved with this silhouette for my first test of
Yeah.
it, but yeah,
I
I
think
like
the Joe
those
Fresh Goods
JFG
did it for
Skepta
me.
ones.
Yeah. Yeah. The
Oh,
Skepta
you
ones is
do
what
like
makes me like the silhouette itself.
that
More
Skepta
than the
colorway
pink
is
one?
crazy.
Yeah.
More
Definitely
than the
more than the
yeah,
one.
yeah.
Interesting. All right.
That one was almost gettable, I think, on .ca. They
Oh,
had
word.
limited sizes that were up like a little bit after release because I didn't even know that they released. And then
Yeah.
I saw somebody post it on Instagram and I was like, oh, so I just went to .ca
Just
and I
check.
saw that they had like, mostly smaller sizes, but I think maybe even a couple bigger ones. Like they had random sizes and they had released a while back. So it kind of seems like if you really wanted that shoe, like if you wanted to like, set your alarms and get in there, you had a pretty decent chance of getting it.
The one issue with New Balance out CA is there's none of that payment plan stuff.
Yeah, that's facts, bro.
Just let us trick
No
ourselves,
bezel.
guys. Come on. Just let us
Yeah.
trick ourselves, right?
Maybe then I'll
You
pay
guys on a
that
budget, bro.
$345 for a pair of 991 V2s, man.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
know, like,
facts.
oh, it's only $82 of
It's
payment.
only $82 right now.
Right now, yeah.
Today it's 82. Tomorrow, I don't know. Yeah. All right. That's one of your feeds. Let's move on to this week's topic real quick. I want to talk about classics versus hype. What this means, we'll get into it. First, I'd like to ask you guys, what is a hype sneaker these days? What's the definition of a hype sneaker these days? what used to be hype might be different from what is hype today. What is do I hardly hear the term hype beast anymore? What is a hype sneaker for you guys right now? Or
Oh
clothing,
man.
whatever, you know?
I think what was hype all back in the day is still hype today, like right now. And I'm talking maybe like collabs like Travis Scott's or
Okay.
Off-White, like any Virgil, like those are still hype to this day, and they always will be. But
But do you think hype is it? I think hype used to be something that's just flashy, like very maybe exciting, but for a temporary amount of time. Like it
yeah.
didn't have a lasting power or staying power. I think that was built into the term hype because it would pop, it would be super, hey, shiny to everyone. But then whether it would last, that was always the question. You know, and
Yeah.
these days,
Like he
hype is more like just what's hot. What's hot these days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
think
we can
hype is
argue
like.
that the
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say we can argue that the Panda Dunks were once hype, right?
They're very hype. I
Yeah.
would say they're very
Once
hype.
very
Yeah.
hype. Yeah.
Still hype.
Still hype.
They're still selling, bro. Like,
Yeah.
you can't even,
That's
like,
crazy.
front. You know what I mean? Like, they're forever being restocked,
Oh, yeah.
but
Wow.
they're still selling out. Like, I'm not saying they're selling out right away. But like it's like once people find out they're on a site or they're on like they're at a store, they're gone within the next week or so.
I mean, sneaker stores keep restocking them, right? They're not
Yeah.
like no, we have too many of them. No, I'll sell those for you. Give me those. I'll
Yeah,
sell some
yeah.
more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, I think right now, something that I'm not saying it's the only hype, but one thing that is hype right now is if like the masses find out about it, like if mainstream media finds out about something and like the Panda Dunks, right? That's not just for sneaker people. That's
Okay.
sneaker people were the ones
Mainstream
that
media.
made it kind of hype, and then
Got
the
it.
mass and the mainstream saw it and they gravitated to it, and that's what's keeping it selling out right now. Like it's these people that are like, I've wanted a Panda Dunk for a year and a half. My cousin had a pair. My sister's friend always wore her pair over here. Blah, blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah, blah. That now they're still buying them. And so I think that the mainstream aspect of it is what brings a lot of hype these days, like with Kobe's too. You know, mainstream people
Right.
don't know anything really about Kobe's, but they do know that Kobe's sell out fast and everybody wants them. You know what I mean? And that's
Yeah.
basically all they know, but they know about it.
Right.
So I
Yeah.
think that brings a lot of fact. I mean, hype, not fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
You speaking of facts.
And I feel like classics are timeless,
Yes.
yes, and hype is like momentary.
Okay.
Not that they can't go hand in hand.
Okay, yeah, because I do think that they can go
Because they
hand
can
in
go hand
hand.
in hand. Yeah. For example, Air Force Ones, white on whites, the Cocainas.
Yeah.
The plain ones are cool, but all of a sudden Drake released the Nocta joints.
And
Yes.
they're hype.
Everyone wants a fucking white on white pair. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like
Yeah.
you can separate them, but at the same time, they kind of go hand in hand.
Okay.
Similar to
Okay.
the Dunk. You know what I mean? Like, a Dunk's been a classic silhouette. Dunk's been around
Right.
forever.
Right.
All of a sudden, you know, Travis
Yeah.
does his
They're
thing, all
hype.
this other bullshit. Like, it's hype. You know
Oh,
what I mean? So,
yeah, you mean Kylie Jenner.
right.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Oh,
Yeah,
you're sorry.
exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's the thing too, because there's been dunk collectors for years and years and
Right.
years and
Yeah.
years and years.
Yep.
It's always been a thing. And then, but now people that don't usually look at dunks were looking at dunks.
Right. Yes. All right. So is there a hype sneaker that's been able to stand the test of time? So that hasn't been temporary, and that still been like, this is hot. This is still hot.
Yep. Black cement threes.
Well, I think that's more a classic.
But okay. But I mean, they're also hype, no? Because they will sell out if they drop.
In the sense that I'd still put it more in a classic lane.
Okay.
You'd
okay,
put
maybe
it in
I
a
it,
like on both sides.
Yeah, I would put it on both. What was the question?
Maybe because it,
no,
it
no.
became it. No, you're right.
You got, you
you're
got
right.
The answer.
My,
like
yeah.
you got, you understand
okay.
it. It's just
it was a classic before it became hype. I think that's the difference from me watching you two could conversate. I would say it's Chris might be thinking that because it's always been a classic, but it's had hype moments.
Or this. When you put on your black cement threes, are you thinking to yourself, yo, I'm gonna turn a lot of heads today, or yo, I'm like holding it down. Like it's a, you know, do you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
that depends though when you were putting them on, because if you put on a Nike Tab in like 2015, you're murdering it. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You're gonna break necks.
Yeah, but if
like,
you gotta
whoa,
go
look
back
at those
8 years.
Black cement threes with the Nike. But I'm just saying at that time that was a hype.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. But okay, anything that's more definitely hype, like...
Well, this feels weird. We've been talking about it a lot, but I was going to say Yeezys, man, because even with Kanye coming out and crapping on Adidas for this last release and it taking longer, they did all sell out. They will always sell out, and that's based off hype. That's not based off...
Okay.
Anything else but hype, in my opinion. Like they're great, they're comfy shoes, they're great, but
because the story behind it's kind of shit.
Yeah. Like,
but
and
it's
literally
a shoe.
This last drop, Adidas is like, well, we're gonna have to sell these so we don't lose our stock market.
But zero
Kanye's
promo
like,
around it. Just
yeah,
here,
Kanye's like,
available.
Those are fake. Don't buy them, and they still sold. So
yeah.
It's like, it's
obviously,
still funny,
if
man.
He says these are fake, don't buy them. They're gonna buy them.
Yeah.
Too. Like, yeah.
You're gonna say, Alan?
I was gonna say Jordan ones. I'm not gonna say Jordan ones have died down because people are still buying them. They've definitely calmed down. The hype for them isn't as high as it used to be, but the reimagined or the some bread ones are coming out,
right?
And I feel like those are gonna be hype.
Okay,
I feel like any classic colorway that they bring back will always be hype. It's only when they kind of introduce a new colorway, especially on a Jordan 1.
Yeah.
That it's like...
Okay. All right.
Like a Starfish will always sell out. A Bread 1 will always sell out. A Royal will always sell out.
Yeah.
You know?
There was a point in time where Jordan mids were selling out, though. Like, depending
if
on the colorway.
If it was in a classic
colorway,
you know what I mean?
Like, not even a classic. If it was just a nice colorway, or if it looked like like those ones that look like they were
Union,
off white, or like Union, knockoffs
uh-huh.
or whatever. Those will sell out like crazy.
Yeah,
I think
we're talking about mids, bro. Like, not
yeah,
there's
I think
anything wrong with mids.
It says it in the name. It's mid.
That was the Jordan 1. That was the year of the Jordan 1 agenda, though.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess.
Yeah,
that was when the mainstream found out about Jordan 1s and didn't know that there's a difference between mids and
the
highs.
Mids and highs.
And then girls were just like, and it was mostly all girls, and they were like, yo, I got a rotation of 7 different Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
And
it
was
they
the
got 7 different colors.
And then they're like, yo, the hype on the Jordan 1's dying. I know. Release the pandas. And they're like, yeah. are there hype pairs that eventually became beasts of their own, and then they kind of went into the classic lane? Now it's become like a thing. What comes to mind to me is like Now this is like a very hyper version of the answer is the Jordan 1 off-white. Jordan 1 in it on its own is like a
Yeah, that's
powerhouse. But then the Jordan 1 off-white is so beastly. It's become a thing on its own. Like it's people, yeah, it's the Jordan 1, but really it's the off-white part of it that makes it so fucking good.
Yeah, I
No.
agree. I feel like, yeah, I feel like I you can argue that the Jordan 4 is too, the off-white Jordan 4s are now classics in a way.
I give
Just
it to
because.
that for if they made more than one four.
Right.
You
Yeah.
know,
Yeah,
because
I see that.
it's there's they've only made one. They've only given the population one.
Like, right.
If they made like the bread version,
The
if it was
bread
available to everyone, oh
off-white.
my God, it'd be over. Like, yo, this is a whole
Yeah.
different shoe. I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
But
agree
it's
with
a
that.
very strong shoe. Yeah.
I totally agree with the off-white Jordan 1 thing because that transcends everything.
Yeah.
Like, there's people that don't care about sneakers, don't know about sneakers, and they're like, that off-white
Yeah.
Jordan 1, that's the
Yeah.
one. And you're like, yeah, that's the one, man. Like, that is the one. And considering how many shoes Virgil has done with Nike and Jordan, that shoe still stands atop of them all, like
Yeah.
all of them. Like, it doesn't matter what color you had in that shoe of the Jordan 1,
Yes.
as long if it was off-white, it was like,
Yeah.
that's a banger, man.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah, yeah. Can't be beat. I also like to a certain extent, the Jordan 2 off-white is very strong on its own too, but maybe because we know like a specific story attached to it, like we know that guy Scott and his Jordan 2
Yeah.
and his relation to
Shout
Virgil, so that was something for us, so that was cool. I don't know if there's any other shoe that comes to mind for you guys in terms of like carving a lane for itself. Do you think so maybe you know how New Balance always at a certain point became super hype? Everyone was buying New Balance for one reason or another.
Yeah.
Did like the 550 do something to itself?
Yeah,
Like
I think
to
it
like
carved
I
itself.
know it's like
Maybe.
everywhere now, but it became something all on its own.
Right.
Yeah.
Put New Balance on the map, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
Yeah.
the
For the
five.
mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. For the mainstream.
Mainstream.
It
There
was
you go.
like the New Balance equivalent to the Panda Dunk.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But it came
Yeah.
in every single
Yeah,
color. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
why it
yeah.
matched so well. Panda dunks
Yeah.
go with
Yeah.
everything. This one came in
Right.
any color you could imagine.
And very mainstream. Like, I Except
do
black and
remember
white.
this. Yeah.
Except black and white.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's honestly one of my favorite things. Like, it's such a dick thing to say. But like, shout out to all the resellers. I have no issue with any of you guys. Like, good for you, make money. I don't have any problem with resellers. But it's one of my favorite things to see on resale sites is when you go to like the New Balance section and there's 17 pages of 550s that I'm like, oh, you guys got caught in the
Oh,
hype this time. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't the customers, man. You guys got it this time, man.
When the
I
resale
remember
shop
those
New
days.
Balance section is only 550s, you're like, oh
Yeah. I
no.
remember those days. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But like also I don't blame them because price-wise it's not a $325 shoe
True.
where you
Yeah,
can
that's facts
actually
too.
kind of make a profit,
It's just
like
an easy flip.
yeah,
Yeah.
hit or
Yeah.
miss. And like when the mainstreamers, then the civilians go on the site looking for New Balance, they're not looking for the made in the UK, made in the USA. Like
Right.
they don't know. They're like,
They
oh,
don't care about those.
look at this blue and white shoe.
True.
Yeah. They
It's
want what
like,
Taylor
oh, this
Swift
is
was
what my
rocking.
friend was wearing, and this is what, yeah, exactly.
They're like,
Yeah.
hey, there's those Amy Leon Dore ones.
Yeah.
And
But even then, they're not looking for those. Those are expensive ones.
Yeah,
They're
they're
not
looking
like
for
the
the regular
GR,
green.
like.
Yeah.
GR
These, no, I know. I'm just saying that. Like,
these
that's
look
maybe
a
the
lot
only
like
one they
those.
know.
Let's get these.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. All right. That's pretty cool. Anything else to say about the hype sneakers? Classic sneakers? No.
No.
Quick question. Where are you guys now in your minds in terms of buying sneaker, your next shoe? Do you think it'll be more in the classic way or something hypey? What do you think? Where are you situated right now?
Past hype.
Your past hype? Well, past hype.
No, like I'm
I
looking
get it.
for hype from the
I
past.
like that.
Yeah.
Hype from the past.
Yeah.
That's probably where I'm at too. I'm looking for deals. I'm looking for, hype shoes I can find. Somebody's letting them go at a decent price.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like the new classic has my attention right now.
Okay.
Like the Pumas,
Okay.
the Palermos,
Yeah. Okay.
like those classic silhouettes, even like old school Vans, the new
Or new
school
school.
Vans. Exactly, the new school Vans. Yeah,
Yo,
that's what I'm.
I'm watching like a show on Prime Video and they have ads now on it. Awesome. And
Awesome.
there's always an ad for the new school Vans. Always, bro.
Yeah,
And I'm
that's
like, oh shit.
crazy.
Yeah, anyways. If I'm buying Kobe's, what is that? Classic? That's hype, eh?
It's hype. It's
I
hype
think
now, I
right now
think.
it's hype for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
Yeah.
impulse.
But that's okay,
Yo,
bro.
this is what sucks, okay? I go on eBay. Real quick
Uh-oh.
story. I go on eBay. I'm looking at a shoe and I notice that the seller's in Canada. And right
Oh.
next to it, it says save this much amount of money because there's a coupon, 15% off your purchase if it's like within the same country. I don't know if US has this, but in Canada, that's what's going on. I think it ended too, like the sale. But it goes one more day left. Get 15% off the purchase price. Okay. Like eBay is going to cover it. I'm like, ah, sweet. So I start looking for sellers in Canada. I find one that's selling a Kobe that I like. I'm like, oh shit. The guy's taking offers as well, separately, right? The seller. So I offer to the seller because already seller's asking for a price. I'm getting 15% off because of eBay. I'm like, that's pretty good. That's pretty decent already. But if I offer lower and he accepts it, I can apply the coupon to the lower price. So I offer
Oh,
lower.
true.
An hour later, he accepts. I'm like, sweet. I'm like, fuck it. I played the game. I get it. Bam, bam, bam. I'm about to check out. They charge me tax.
Oh,
They charge
no. I
me
mean,
fucking tax. Sales
and
tax.
you live in Montreal.
Sales tax for you non-Canadians. Sales tax in Quebec, my province, is 15%.
Yeah, maybe that's why they gave us
So it basically
AKA my
covers the tax,
coupon.
bro.
14.98. Yeah.
Damn,
My coupon. That's
tax.
crazy.
They said, gotcha, Chris, and then they shot down my coupon with one bullet. Oof, disappeared.
No.
So I'm like,
Crazy.
fuck. And like it's already like accepted. And then
I'm
I
like,
try to,
you still bought it?
well,
Right.
yeah, I'm like,
Because you
you
saw
kind of have to go through it,
the
no?
receipt.
You
Yeah.
know, gentleman's agreement and all, I paid for
Yeah,
it.
you spent you did
Sneaker
send it
karma,
out.
yo. You don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah, and but now I and part of me, this is the funny part. Part of me kind of remembers this happening to me before. So I'm like,
Wait, on
I
eBay?
think
Deja
I
vu.
was supposed to remember this lesson. Too bad I didn't.
Yeah, they got you
Anyways,
again, bruh.
they got me. Ah, they got me. Right.
I'm lucky I
Got
didn't
him.
find that password or that coupon, because
Yeah.
I've actually been looking on eBay. Right now I'm actually hunting a pair. It came to me the other day. I want the Concepts Heavy, the Air Max one.
Yeah,
Ooh.
bro. Yeah.
That's a
That's a good
shoe I
one.
wanted since I saw it. I really like it.
Tiger
But I
pants.
saw some pairs for fairly low.
Yep.
On the Mellow.
Yes,
that's
always.
The one with the, like the green around or whatever.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Around the toe wrap and everything like that.
Yeah.
And the price was pretty low, and I'm like, you know, I could deal with that. You know, like that's pretty like I said, I'm looking for deals. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not even trying to spend $200. I want to under like
you want a deal
150 if I can.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And so I've been looking for those, and if I would have had that coupon, I probably could have found a pair and brought them home. Yeah.
Yeah, and your tax is only 5%, so that's
So I would have still saved.
You can handle that.
You would have saved 10%, bro.
Yeah. I should have shipped the shoes to your house or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah,
always, man. You got my address. Just
but
do
then
it
I
and
have
let
to pay
know.
For shipping. But then I chop up the guilt, you know. So the no, guilt I've, isn't as guilty true. If you chop it up. Yeah. Anyways.
Yo, if you don't send it before I find it, I'll send it up to you anyways. You've sent me enough stuff that I could ship you a few things.
No cost. Anyways, all right. Any shout outs you guys want to send out?
Yo, shout out to Daniel for selling me your starfish shoes, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you listen, but if you do, you're a good one, fam.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Nice pickup. All right, that was a great show. Thank you, audience, for joining us once again. And you can download and listen to the Sneaker Podcast anywhere podcasts are broadcast. Alvin, where can people find you?
You can find me at Mr. Qmart and at Canada Got Soul.
Shout out to Canada Got Soul. Calby, where can people find you?
You can find me at Just Calby.
Maya, where can people find you?
And you can find me at Potato, Po.Potato.
Po.Tato. And you can find myself at Christopher.Chu, and be sure to follow us at the Sneaker Podcast. Big shout out to our sponsors, Sneaker Logic and Kuala T. One love, all the sneakers. Peace.
Peace.